having been in Iraq a few times and Afghanistan, having met the troops one-on-one with free rein and asking them what they're doing, they are saying, we are proud of our mission. We know what we're doing over here. We don't want you guys in Washington to lose it over there. And there is a great sense of determination that what they are doing is making a difference. And yes, it has been an important mission, what we're doing. Come on.
Yeah, come on. You know, our soldiers are now in a volunteer force. Okay, fine. No one questions the nobility and the honor that these men and women are serving and what they're doing. No one questions that.
But now they're targets.
They're not going out, and they're just protecting each other, and they're in the middle of a civil war. So it's really not fair to have these people who volunteered their lives to protect our nation under false pretenses to now
be targets.
Ask
them. Ask them if it's fair. Wait a minute.
That's bullshit. Ask them. They don't read 20 newspapers a day. They're under the threat of death every minute.
No.
They're not the best people to ask about the war.
Wait, you are talking about my stepson. My stepson, who just finished last week.
God bless your stepson. It doesn't mean he's a brilliant scholar about the war.
Right.
Because he's there.
Oh, okay.
And God bless him.
You are, though. Okay.
I'm not there. My life is not under threat.
Thank you. Wait, I'm glad.
I think the point he's trying to make is that a 19-year-old who was in that army because he probably couldn't find other employment.
He's a college graduate. He's a Marine officer. Well, he volunteered for the Marines. He's not the exception for the rule.
You think everybody over there is a college graduate? They're 19 and 20-year-old kids who couldn't get a job.
I don't fucking read. Don't do that.
Oh, come on. Wait.
I pardon my French.
Yeah. That was over the line. Now you're going to lose.
It's this patronizing thing that people have about against the war, everyone's lumped together. And, you know, the soldiers are not scholars. They're not war experts.
But you're going to lose.
I know.
You're going to lose even me, like Michael Moore did when he came down on Charlton Heston in Columbine.